Up next on American Restoration.
I heard you had some crazy stuff.
I got some real unique things. If you look over the edge.
Oh, my God. What do you need?
Oxygen.
Hey, Rick, I'm Carl.
I sent a crate here.
We got a crate right over there. I'm dying to open it up. See what we got.
Oh, wow. Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Excuse me, are you Rick?
Hi.
Hey, Rick, I'm Carl.
Carl, good to meet you.
I came to Rick's today to have my wife's 1967 Harley restored. I sent a crate here with my wife's Harley.
Okay, yeah, we got a crate right over there. I'm dying to open it up.
We got crates coming and going here all the time. And this particular one has been sitting here for a few days now. But if I'd have known there was a Harley in it, I'd have cracked that thing open right away.
See what we got.
Wow.
So, Carl, how'd you come about getting this?
Well, actually, it's not mine. It's my wife.
Okay.
She got it as her kid. She used to tool around in it in the yard.
She did ride it.
Oh, yeah. According to my father-in-law, she just ripped around the yard in it all the time, her hair blowing in the wind.
You know what it is, besides a Harley?
I think it's a 67. I don't know what kind it is.
Yeah, it does say it's a 67. So Harley went in with an Italian manufacturer called Aeromachi. They wanted to get a different kind of a bike out there. They're trying for a different market. The bike came out in 65. Just a few years later, Harley decided to discontinue this model. In the United States, we're sort of used to these big Harleys. We're also running long road runs, and this thing just wouldn't do that. So Europe sold the heck out of them, you know, because they're small, and to this day, they're still riding scooters around.
Sure.
When Carl said there was a Harley in that crate, this definitely wasn't the first thing that came to my mind. But it's really cool and pretty hard to find in the U.S.
She's been on me about getting this done.
It's one of those honeydew things.
Yeah, right.
What do you want this thing to look like? How do you want to do it?
I know black's her favorite color. So
okay.
All of her cars, everything. So
okay.
If it can be done in black, I think I should do that.
Anything that's on it that's silver, I would chrome.
Okay.
I'm the wheels, the spokes, the pipe. I mean, chrome it all.
Yeah, that's cool.
We'll have 6 to 8 hours in a teardown. There's a couple dingers on the tank and stuff, and then the frame. So he'll probably be 8 hours in the body shop. After that, all those parts get prepped out. The guy spends hours and hours polishing all your parts that we can polish. The other stuff gets shipped to the chrome shop. I want to do it up in the Harley black and orange with the same logo. So I'll have a couple hours in the booth doing that. Probably going to take a couple days to put it together.
Sounds expensive already.
So total process, you're looking right around $5,500.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Plus parts. But finished? If this was in my showroom, I would be selling that for $8,000.
Okay, all right. For the most part, whatever it takes, I just want to make her happy.
Right, good job.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate you doing this.
I love it. I love doing crazy stuff.
Cool.
That thing there is cool.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Come on in, we'll take care of it.
Kind of doing this as a surprise for our anniversary. So I really hope that Rick can pull it off and get it done in time.
Hey, Kyle!
Yes, sir!
I need a hand.
Are you Rick?
Yes, sir. I'm Rick. How are you?
I'm Ralph.
Good to meet you, Ralph. What you got?
I got a mailbox.
Okay. I need you.
Heavy stuff, huh?
I came to Rick's today to have my 1940s U.S. Postal mailbox restored.
It's very cool. So, Ralph, do you remember using these?
Yeah. We used to have them on the corners in my neighborhood on every other block.
So back then, they didn't pick up from the house at all?
No. You walk down to the corner or a block away, whatever, and these things were on the post. The truck would come by twice a day, make the pickup. In our neighborhood, there was no real post offices close by. You had these mailboxes. They came around with the mail trucks. That was it.
So where'd you get this thing?
Swap meet.
Wow, it's a great piece.
because it's government issue, stuff like this just doesn't get out to the public. I mean, they throw them away, they scrap them.
Well, it feels heavy, so I don't see people just walking off with it.
No.
No, they were bolted down.
Yeah. These smaller boxes were seen all over small town USA in the 1940s, and you just don't see them anymore. How are you thinking about getting this restored?
Well, I just wanted original red, blue, and white lettering.
Okay. We'll have, you know, maybe an hour tearing the thing apart. And then it doesn't look like there's that much paint. It's been worn and worn. So we may have, you know, a couple hours sandblasting it.
It's like we're going to need to do some welding, huh, Rick?
Yeah, down here. This is a pretty good hole in the side of it. You know, maybe somebody tried to break into it.
Yeah.
But we should be able to TIG weld that to where you'll never even see it. We'll spend a couple hours painting it, the red and blue. And I'm going to at least have an hour in pen striping all these white letters on it.
Yeah.
And then it should look brand new again.
Sounds good.
So all that together, you're looking right around $600 to $650 to restore the whole thing back the way it was.
Very good.
All right.
Handshake, we're done.
Thank you.
Let's go in here to the office, do some paperwork. Kyle, can you handle that? Don't break your back.
I just can't wait till Rick gets this done. I'll hang it on my post out front as a remembrance of when I was a kid, and there was one on every other corner.
Oh. Maybe do this by myself, or are you gonna help?
I got a bad back today.
Crap.
I think you can do it.
My brother Ron and I have been around motorcycles our whole lives, so I figured it'd be fun to have him help me tear this thing down.
I knew you could.
Here, I'll drive it. And it's even more fun when I can make him do all the heavy lifting.
All right. What do you need?
Wrenches, a lot of lube, oxygen.
You're breathing so heavy.
I'm out of shape, man.
Even though this is a Harley, it only weighs about 112 pounds because of the small engine, which basically classifies this thing as a moped. A pretty awesome moped, though. Cool, this thing is actually shifts different gears. There's one back, and then neutral, and then second and third.
Very impressive. So is this the kind of bike you used to ride?
No.
I'll take your word for it.
Any of my buddies that ride Harleys with me heard that I rode a moped? They'd probably disown me. Ready?
Booyah!
We have a ton going on at the shop right now. But in my business, if you aren't out looking for stuff, you're gonna end up missing huge opportunities. So when Ron told me he had an in with a big time collector, I said, let's go. I just hope he isn't wasting my time.
Wow. Well, you found your way through here, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
I heard you had some crazy stuff, and I'd love to see what you have.
Well, I got some real unique things.
Awesome.
Come around.
Holy moly.
This is a model of Evel Knievel of his attempt to go over the Snake River Canyon.
Right. Look at that.
A four-passenger, three-wheel Morgan.
Oh, wow. I've never seen such a collection of props and novelties. The key for me, though, is to find items that I can restore and sell for a profit.
Come on, let's get up to the real stuff.
Oh, man, another story.
If you look over the edge.
Oh, my God, this is incredible.
That is a model of the space shuttle.
It's a little everything. How about that turnstile down there? Lonnie has some unbelievable items. I'm not really in the market for a model space shuttle. But I did just potentially see a piece I could use.
This is all model of the space station. The really big one in the sky.
Right.
And it's the only one I know of in the world. And I've had a lot of fun along the way with a lot of things.
That's from the showboat, that whole thing.
All I know is this is a party place, because you know what I'm seeing.
Holy crap.
This is from an MGM show. It, was a time machine.
What was that off of?
Well, it says right on it, a PT-17.
Oh, wow.
Which is a trainer, okay?
Yeah. Huh?
I want the time machine.
There's another propeller.
This is cool. Be nice to have the rest of the plane.
Probably in here somewhere.
I like this. And when I was up top there, I was looking down, and I saw this turnstile on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it.
Yeah, if I can see that closer.
Yeah.
I'd really like to leave here with something. And that turnstile that I spotted from the roof would definitely be an awesome addition to the shop.
Jeez.
Let's check this thing out. Yeah, these were cool. You know, when I was a kid, you know, going to ballparks and stuff like that, you had to go through these, and I remember these. This thing's pretty darn nice. Where are you at in price?
I think I'd like $200 for this.
Is there any way you'd take 100?
Yeah, I'll take 100.
That's a deal.
You got a deal.
This guy has all this crazy stuff, and what's my brother buy? A turnstile? That's why I normally do the picking. I had about the dinosaur head. That thing was sick.
It's been phenomenal talking to you. Absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I got more in the basement.
We got a tour of one incredible collection, and that turnstile is something I'm really going to enjoy.
I get a big screwdriver.
While my dad and Uncle Ron are off trying to find other stuff to restore, I'm trying to get this mailbox going with Cowboy. There's only a few pieces that need to be removed, but there's a lot of rust holding them together.
Go for it.
Ow! Combustible.
We got this Harley in the other day. Rick and Ron tore it down, and now I get to work on the motor. Normally, Rick gives me a hand with the motor work, but since he's not around, I want to make sure we stay on schedule with this thing.
The engine seems to be in pretty good shape.
Just some cleaning, polishing, paint, and she'll be good to go. But the spokes on this Harley are going to be a real pain in the ass.
Rusted out junk.
They're all interwoven, they're all attached to the rim, and they all have to come off. We're going to clean up every one of the 80 spokes, send them out to the chrome shop, and then we have to put it together again. It's a long, tedious process, but they're going to look amazing when they're done.
This ain't no fit. We got this 1940s mailbox. It's got a big-ass hole in it we gotta fix. I usually do the polishing and the woodwork around here, but I can do anything. I'm using a process called TIG welding to fill this hole. Basically, I'm using an electric current to melt a rod of metal. And once it cools, it will be strong, as if not stronger than the rest of this thing.
Sweet.
And that's badass.
A few days ago, we got this awesome little Harley in. And since then, it's been all hands on deck. Ron and I tore this thing down, Brantley sandblasted all the parts, and then Phil pounded out all the dents. Now, it's on to paint. This customer wants this bike in traditional Harley colors, black and orange. So Jeff did the orange base coat to prep it for pinstriping. What we're gonna do is a stripe around the outside so that when we paint it black, it ends up orange where we didn't paint black.
Okay.
Sometimes I forget what color is what color I'm painting what, and I'm like, which is orange, which is black? Yep. Basically, everything under the tape is gonna stay orange after I hit this gas tank with a few coats of black. Okay, so black, black, orange, orange.
That's it.
Okay. We are finishing up this 1940s mailbox we've been working on. While Ron and I were out, Tyler got it taken apart, made sure it was sandblasted, and had the big hole in it filled up. We are right on schedule.
Don't scratch it. Rick will go postal on you.
Ted is putting on the finishing touches with the letters.
I really love working with raised letters. There's no tape, the layout's already done for me. All I need is a little bit of paint, a steady hand, and I'm good to go.
Nothing says USA more than red, white, and blue, and this thing really pops.
I just can't wait to show this mailbox to Ralph. I think it came out incredible. Let's just hope we gave him something he can write home about.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Rick.
How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good
How's
to see
everything?
You.
I came down to Rick's today to pick up my 1940s mailbox that he restored for me. Let's see what we got here.
All right, well, let's go check it out.
I'm excited to see what it turned out to be.
All right, Ralph, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's see it.
All right, let's go check it out.
Oh, God darn, that's pretty good.
Is that cool?
That's cool.
Yeah, a lot different than it looked before.
Yeah,
it was all beat up. You know, this thing was built to last forever. I mean, look at it. It's cast iron.
That's why when I seen it at the swap meet, I couldn't pass it up for what it was.
Yeah, yeah. It's very cool. Now that it's all painted up and everything,
it looks
pretty.
Great. It looks real great. You even got the weld spot.
Yeah, and this is cast, which is really hard to weld, but with a TIG welder, he ended up fixing that hole for you. These bolts that were in here were bad, so we ended up putting these back on there.
And the little chrome ones,
Yeah, it's got a little chrome on it. And you just open it up, shove your letters in there. Got a lock on it.
Lock on it and everything.
Yep. Oh. It opens all up. We've shot the hole inside
see.
And everything.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It looks great. It came out perfect, even the hours.
Yeah, these are the hours that the pickup guy would come by. And I put clear on top of here so that it, you know, won't smear or run or anything.
And Mr. Zip.
He was the U.S. Postal mascot, like, from the 60s on. So you happy, Ralph?
Oh, very much so. Looks great. It looks absolutely fabulous.
All right, awesome. Let's go in the office and take care of some paperwork, and Tyler will load it.
No, my God!
We have a 1967 Harley that we're restoring. After I shoot this gas tank with black paint, I can peel off the tape we had on there that was covering the orange layer. If these lines aren't perfect, I'm gonna lose 2 full days that I don't have.
It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be awesome.
Okay, let's go ahead and get the fender on.
Hold it.
The customer's on the way, and we're gonna surprise his wife with her childhood motorcycle. She hasn't seen this bike since she was a kid, so I can't wait to see the look on her face.
All right, looks good. I think we got it.
Whoa! We have a limo here, hello. This is crazy. Hi there.
I'm here to see Rick. I'm Carl.
Okay. Hi, Carl. I'm Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. It's my wife, Rakina.
Hi, Rakina.
Kelly.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice ride.
Yeah, thanks.
I came down to Rick's today to pick up my 1967 Harley that I'm having restored for our anniversary.
Come on out. Let's see if we can find him.
I'm not really sure what to expect. It was just a big piece of junk.
Rick! Where is he?
Oh my God. That looks great.
That's what do you think?
Real.
That's not my bike, is it? This is amazing. You're an artist. Oh my God. This is amazing.
Hey, well, I got this for you for your anniversary, so I hope you enjoy it.
But I didn't think you actually listened. I've been asking for like 5 years for you to get it done for me. I can't believe you actually did it. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It was a huge surprise. I had no idea that he had done it. I had no idea that the bike was out here. I had no idea it wasn't sitting in my parents' garage anymore.
This came in pretty gnarly. We ripped it all apart, of course.
Did the engine run when you got it?
No, it didn't run. It was gummed up.
The motor's totally been gone through.
There was a lot of rust. We sent all the handlebars and the wheels and all the spokes out, got them re-chromed. Every one of those little spokes we took apart, and each one of those spokes is critical on how it runs, which way it runs, and which pattern, called threading the wheel.
I think the colors are amazing.
In the beginning, I was just gonna do the tank, and then when I set it together, it just didn't look right, so I did the racing stripes on the fenders also.
And it's original Harley colors, right, Rick?
That's right.
It looks amazing. I can't believe it's actually my blue bike that sat in my parents' garage for 25 years.
And quite honestly, I thought that was the ugliest thing. Now I actually...
I agree.
It was always my ugly blue bike. Now it's my cool black.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
Get on it. Check it out.
See how it fits again.
All right.
See if you remember it.
I remember it being a lot bigger when I was 12, so. Actually, it feels pretty good. Not bad. I can definitely see driving this one around. I don't want to get off now. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. And you're welcome. Thank you for taking you such good care of it.
You bet.
Thank you so much
for making it look so beautiful.
You bet. Let's go in the office and finish the paperwork.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I can't wait to get the bike home. I know he thinks that we're going to put it in like our rec room and have it be a showpiece, but I'm going to ride it around the neighborhood. So that's right. I'm definitely going to do that. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
You're welcome.
I love the bike. I can't believe it's mine.